Deus in adjutorium meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Shepherd of souls, in love come feed us. Life-giving bread for hungry hearts. To those refreshing waters lead us, where dwells the peace your grace imparts. May we the wayward in your fold, by your forgiveness rest consoled. Life-giving vine, come feed and nourish. Strengthen each branch with life divine. Ever in you, oh, may we flourish. Fruitful the branches on the vine. Lord, may our souls be purified, so that in Christ may we abide. Sinful is man who kneels before you. Worthy of you are you alone. Yet in your name do we implore. Rich are the mercies you have shown. Say but the word, O Lord divine, then are our hearts made pure like thine. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them. Their sons shall also rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open up the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection, in the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us. May we sing of your wonders in our Father's house. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. Wisdom from above is first of all innocent. It is also peaceable, lenient, docile, rich in sympathy and kindly deeds that are its fruits, impartial and sincere. The harvest of justice is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
The Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
He spoke with eloquence.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
God gave him surpassing wisdom, which he taught without deceit, and shared freely with others. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God gave him surpassing wisdom, which he taught without deceit, and shared freely with others. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders like Moses sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with your Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
The shepherds of your church, keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, you made Thomas Aquinas known for his holiness and learning. Help us to grow in wisdom by his teaching, and in holiness by imitating his faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Iste confessor Domini colentes, quem pie laudant populi per orbem, hoc die letus meruit supremos, laudis honores. Sobriam ducit sine labevita, donne cum manus anima vitare, spiritus artus, cuius oprestans meritum frequenter, egraque passim jacue remembra, viribus morbis domiti saluti restituruntur. Noster hinquili chorus obsequentem concinit laudem celebresque palmas ut piseus precibus juve mor omne perevum. Sit salus ili decus atque virtus qui super celis solio coruscans totius mundi seriem gubernat primus et unus.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.